USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
He's from Ukraine.
You're from Ukraine. And you're from Russia.
Record number of illegal immigrants continue to pour into our country with one startling fact. Nearly half of those apprehended in December were from outside the border triangle countries. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot on Fox News.
From a community standpoint, it's a mess. He's diluted Border Patrol and their ability. He won't prosecute anybody that enters the country illegally.
President Biden continues to say the triangle countries' problems is why we have a surge at the border.
One of the fundamental things we got to do, in addition to some of the changes we'll make, we don't get into today, but is that if we figure out why they're leaving in the first place.
The State Department has received a written response from Russia's government to the American proposal on de-escalating Ukraine border tensions. Details were not released. Secretary of State Blinken and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will talk on the phone today. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
The direction our country is going and American leadership is an overwhelming number at the polls.
Approval ratings of the government are falling as personal satisfaction approaches a record high. According to a new Gallup survey, American satisfaction with the direction of the country has fallen to 17%. Meantime, amid the ongoing COVID pandemic and record high inflation, Americans seem much happy with their personal lives. 85% of those surveyed say they're satisfied personally, just 5% shy of the 2020 record high of 90%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Donald Trump took center stage in Texas for his second Save America rally of the year in the flatlands of Conroe. OAN was rolling their cameras.
To see Trump, we're so excited. This movement is just unbelievable.
Yeah, to be with everybody that's like-minded like us and enjoy the day and to see Trump.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday he and his children have COVID-19, and he encouraged all Canadians to get the vaccine. He went on to liken the truckers' protest over the weekend in Ottawa against the vaccine mandate to the Nazis and hate.
It's a challenge that my family and I are facing, but there's nothing unusual or special about it. It's a challenge too many Canadians and people around the world know all too well.
Durant cette pandémie,
throughout this pandemic, people have lost loved ones. Our health care workers are continuing to work very hard. Scientists are working day and night to ensure that we can get vaccines to keep us safe.
It's not over, and we have to be there for one another. And as we continue to have each other's backs, as we steel ourselves for the challenges ahead, I know you're wondering about what you saw in our capital city this weekend. As my friend Erwin Kotler said on Saturday, freedom of expression, assembly, and association are cornerstones of democracy, but Nazi symbolism, racist imagery, and desecration of war memorials are not. It is an insult to memory and truth. Hate can never be the answer.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.